is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you're unfamiliar with my work, maybe just tuning in for the first time, you can check out my video content online and actually get lost for days on the videos. There is plenty of it. Go to bitchute.com, bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. Check it out. I'm going to read from the devotion today, October 1st on the Gregorian Roman calendar. Worship me only. I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dwelling in unapproachable light. I am taking care of you. I am not only committed to caring for you, but I am also absolutely capable of doing so. Rest in me, my weary one, for this is a form of worship. Though self-flagellation has gone out of style, many of my children drive themselves like racehorses. They whip themselves into action, ignoring how exhausted they are. They forget that I am sovereign and that my ways are higher than theirs. Underneath their driven service, they may secretly resent me as a harsh taskmaster. Their worship of me is lukewarm because I am no longer their first love. My invitation never changes. Come to me, all of you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Worship me by resting peacefully in my presence. And that devotional comes from a few scriptures. 1 Timothy 6:15 through 16, which to its own eras, the happy and only potentate will be showing. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, making his home in light inaccessible, whom not one of mankind perceived nor can be perceiving, to whom be honor and might aeonian. Verily, verily. And Isaiah 55, 8-9, for not as my devices are your devices, and not as your ways are my ways, averring is Yahweh. For as the heavens are loftier than the earth, so are my ways loftier than your ways, and my devices than your devices. And Revelation 2:4, but I have against you that you leave your first love. And Matthew 11:28, Hither to me, all who are toiling and laden, and I will be giving you rest. You listened last week. We did read from Victor Thorne's 9/11 Evil, Israel's central role in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack. And I also read to you from the complete works of Pastor Bertrand Comparé. Before I get into the reading from 9/11 Evil, I'd like to read to you a poem from another minister of truth in the Christian Anglo-Saxon identity movement, whatever you want to call it. He's for the truth, he's for freedom. This is a poem by Robert Allen Balasius from sacredtruthministries.com. While freedom dies, live a free man or slavish die. Real men will act while snowflakes cry. The savages rape, burn, and kill, and cease not till they have their fill. Our founders sacrificed and bled, not so the third world may be fed. They didn't suffer, fight, and die, so traitors vile could cheat and lie, so savages could bold invade, or faggots hold a gay parade. Democracy's outlawed a crime. True law won't change a bit in time. A fraud ever a fraud shall be, though traitors undermine with glee. Our law was founded, set in stone, not to be changed by hag and crone. No alien has the right to rule, a rope for each traitorous fool. When public servants cross the line, they've crossed their last and for all time. Freedom's not free, it's not for all. It's earned each time that tyrants fall. The time is now. True men arise. Gird up thy loins, for freedom dies. All are not equal, not the same. Those who believe so are insane. All have not rights, all not one caste. It matters not you hate the past. Reality doth never change for those who clearly are deranged. If all are equal, equal rights, what about kings and queens and knights? Politicians like nobles dine, while we are treated like their swine. They sole exist to serve our needs, yet we are taxed their snouts to feed. They fly the world, live on our dime, amass grand wealth, estates sublime. Armed bodyguards patrol their path. We disarmed face invaders' wrath. So where's the grand equality? We're peons upon whom they pee. Surrender rights so safe you be. Lay down your arms and you will see. Gird up your loins, quit you like men, until God will the victory send. Yet as you sow, so you shall reap. Arise, thou sluggard, from thy sleep. For freedom dies as cowards cringe. Passive submit to each syringe. Castrated wear a mask in shame, while aliens steal our land and name. And passively turn in your arms, while invaders raise new alarms. They steal and rape, then run and hide. Sanctuary city to abide, while impotent like neutered herd, our men afraid to use a word. While cities burn, our nation falls, the cancer spreads, the squalor sprawls. Memorial Day doth soon approach, our nations filled with asp and roach. What is there to memorialize as flickering hope of freedom dies? Our monuments foully vandalized, war dead defamed with evil lies. While politicians cringe in fear, meet each demand of ape and queer, national treasures, names defiled, they demand rights with evil smiles. Righteous should bold as lion rage, instead they cower in a cage. Accept the handout, welfare check, lost all their manlihood, self-respect. While fags and queers more manly act, that vile insult, established fact. A coward flees when none pursue, not boogeyman or Turk or Jew, yet flaunts his sin in God's own face and shames his family, faith, and race. Which one are you? Which shall you be? A shame-filled slave or man who's free? Wake up, you coward. Have some feck. Grow firm a spine and stand erect. The curse causeless shall never come, nor drunkenness without some rum. Civilization must be built, the sword thrust fully to the hilt. When tyrants rise with fraud and lies, and cowards watch as freedom dies. And that again was a poem by Robert Allen Balaschus. You can find his Truth Ministries at sacredtruthministries.com. And he's authored 185 books, which I will start to read some of. I've just been introduced to him. I read on. It's not a game. It's war. It's freedom, stupid. No freedom. No life. Get it? And the enemy does not play by the same rules. The enemy recognizes no rules, yet demands that you follow those they illegitimately impose upon you. Wake up. Imagine a football, soccer, basketball, or hockey game in which the opposing team was using swords, spears, lances, battle axes, knives, and even guns, while your team was only playing by the rules. Imagine a boxing, golf, or tennis match in which the opposing team is not even qualified to be in the game and has blatantly used performance-enhancing drugs all through the match, in addition to using weapons against you, even lobbing over the net in tennis, not balls, but hand grenades. Imagine such an event in which the opposing team had no delusion about it being a game. They knew it was a war, and their objective was to kill you. And like the Huns and Mongols and Muslims, take your wife and your children captive to be their slaves and sexual playthings. Imagine now that you still think it is a game, that you think the other team is honorable, and there have simply been a few pretty bad fouls and some pretty bad calls that the referee made. Imagine you, for some mindless reason, thinking it is all good fun and sport, that you're just having a good time, and have your eyes set on the championship trophy. That's what's happening to all of Christendom. That's why Christendom is being destroyed. The corrupt, traitorous, and even alien politicians continue to tell you your team to be honorable, play by the rules, while giving the other team monetary bonuses for each flagrant violation of the rules. All nations of Christendom are being subjected to aliens, alien ways, alien religions. And God commanded us no other gods. What part of that don't you understand? This does not merely mean that you yourself are not to worship them, but that you're allowed to watch invading aliens set up their pagan temples and even worship with them, and then allow corrupt politicians to pass laws that benefit the aliens and their false religions and discriminate against you in your own land. This does not mean you can turn a blind eye to false religion, pagan temples, or set up in your neighborhood, pagan evangelists proselytizing in your city, corrupt politicians allowing more and more to invade and using your tax money to fund them and their temples, giving them special treatment in jobs and in society to practice the stringent demands of their religion, even shutting down entire sections of the city streets and sidewalks several times a day, while traitorous politicians pass unconstitutional, illegitimate laws declaring that Christians are not fit to hold public office. And all signs of Christian religion upon which our nation was founded are to be stripped from all public places, as well as government places. This is the most blatant perversion of our Constitution. Our nation was established openly and unashamedly as a Christian nation. Our founders believed there was only one religion, and they established this nation for our people. They had no delusion in their minds about equal rights for all people and all religion. The very notion is suicide. It is not a game. The aliens are invading and conquering, and the majority of our people are brainwashed. And the majority who are not brainwashed passively watch, accepting death
and the death of their families in our nation and glorious heritage, and in doing so, they sin against God. Here's a quote from Thomas Paine from The American Crisis No. 1, published in the Pennsylvania Journal, December 19, 1776. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Here's a quote from Samuel Adams, a speech at the Philadelphia State House, August 1st, 1776. If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. Here's a quote from Benjamin Franklin. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety. And believe it or not, here's a quote from Winston Churchill. If you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not so costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance for survival. There may be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no chance of victory because it is better to perish than to live as slaves. And the Russian, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Quote, and how we burned in the labor camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if people had not simply sat there calling with terror, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. We purely and simply deserve everything that happened afterward. This is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You reap what you sow. I think you all know who this quote's from. Somebody you might know, George Washington. Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. Guns are the American people's liberty and teeth, and keystone under independence. The church, the plow, the prairie wagon, and citizens' firearms are indelibly related. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere, everywhere, restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that's good. When firearms go, all goes. We need them every hour. With that, folks, we're going to our first break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And I'm reading from a post on sacredtruthministries.com titled Unchain the Inner Patriot, Bind the Inner Coward, or Freedom Dies. I'm going to finish this up before we jump back into the book that we've been reading on the September 11th terrorist attack, committed in large part by Israel with its assets or Sionim assisting from pretty much all over the world, America included. And here's a quote from Thomas Jefferson, which, put into contrast of today's politicians and statesmen, just sit with it and think about somebody like this today. In questions of power, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. Experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have, in time, and by slow operations, perverted it into tyranny. History in general only informs us what bad government is. Blessed is the nation whose silent course of happiness furnishes nothing for history to say. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. God forbid that we should ever be 20 years without such rebellion. End quote. God forbid that we should ever be 20 years without such rebellion. And as I mentioned on air to a caller, I believe it was last week, it's literally illegal to even discuss such things, or you're conspiring against national security. Be waterboarded under the Patriot Act, right? Or some such executive order. Here's a quote from William Penn. Men must choose to be governed by God or condemn themselves to be governed by tyrants. What heroes do you quote and follow? A leftist movie star? Maybe a third world athlete? If you don't agree with the above sentiments, move to a third world, communist, non-Christian nation. Christendom is not for you. You don't deserve freedom. If pulse you have, if yet you care, with all you know, please this do share. And I recommend visiting this website and all the gems of truth found therein at sacredtruthministries.com. Build up the ancient ruins, raise up the foundations of generations past, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the safe and prosperous paths of life. Isaiah 58:12. And I'm jumping into the book we were reading by Victor Thorne, may he rest in peace, 9/11 Evil, Israel's Central Role in the September 11, 2001 Terrorist Attacks. We left off on page 53 of the PDF. Additionally, if our government hadn't been hijacked during the last century by nefarious, moneyed interests who don't have our best intentions in mind, then who would be in power? Answer, we would be. To do so, though, requires responsibility on our part. And in light of 9/11's horror, most docile Americans were too terrified to see the unbridled manipulation being leveled against them. So what they did was rely on their protector, or Big Brother, to get them through this catastrophe. Problem, reaction, solution, the oldest trick in the book. To perpetuate this process, President Bush, a puppet, dangling from his strings, has for the past 5 years, this was written in 2006, repeated his 9/11 mantra, using it to initiate and justify virtually every single action, especially in regard to foreign policy, that the government has pursued, whether it's military spending, weapons of mass destruction, Afghanistan, Iraq, the quote-unquote axis of the evil, Mideast policy, and beyond. This administration has parroted 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, over and over again. Don't go anywhere, folks. Right back after this.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When is enough enough? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. I don't care where you stand on the Ukrainian situation, an ugly situation that is far more complicated than most of us realize. I do have a question, though. How much of our tax money is enough to send? The last total I saw was $67 billion in U.S. tax money sent to aid Ukraine. To give that a little perspective, the entire military budget of Russia last year was $65.9 billion. The United States alone has sent $1.1 billion more to Ukraine than Russia spent on their entire military all of last year. Put another way, that it's $115,000 per homeless person in the United States. There is something seriously wrong with the priorities of our federal government. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
We're back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. If you have a comment or question, please give us a call. You can call 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Just be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your word. Continuing from 9/11 evil. Similar to the perpetual antagonist Goldstein in George Orwell's 1984, everything is now blamed on this new enemy, 9/11, and the faceless, nameless terrorists. The result is an unadulterated form of groupthink where individuality is replaced by collective fear and an absorption into Big Brother's reign of terror. Over time, this 9/11 trauma-based mind control has become a part of America's collective unconscious, as the terror was imprinted on our psyche. To cope, most people either suspended all logical analysis of the attacks, or they plummeted into a quasi-state of amnesia and blotted the entire matter from their minds. This option was, it seems, the only method of permanently erasing the fallout. What's most sad about this scenario is that our society is obviously ill. But we won't admit it because we can't even accept that we're sick. Regrettably, this denial is precisely what those who control the masses manipulate to the fullest. How can an entity recover from its affliction if they don't even want a remedy? As George Ivanovich Gurdjieff pointed out, mankind is primarily a sleepwalker that too compliantly accepts the information bestowed upon it by their masters of deceit. Worse, on many occasions, they'll even defend their betrayers, those who perpetrated all the crimes against humanity. Look at how many everyday people, those who should know better, actually side with the government's version of 9/11, or don't have enough curiosity to discover the truth. And this, even written in 2006 with a lot of insight, we found 15 some odd years later, plus that, yes, the official version is absolutely wrong. So to side with their version is to side with bold lies. Bold lies. For example, you can actually see the footage now of what looks to be some type of missile hitting the Pentagon from the confiscated security footage that the Federal Bureau of Investigations took. So we couldn't see it. To, of course, perpetuate the lie that a commercial airliner was hijacked and flown into the Pentagon. Just ain't the case. Digress. In this context, Washington, D.C. has become the embodiment of our unreality culture. Plus, when combined with the cultural Marxism of political correctness, people, at least in the months directly following 9/11, couldn't even allude to our government's official story being a lie, or they'd be branded a traitor or heretic. How dare you? Even today, television networks and radio stations are still pampering us with propaganda about upcoming Hollywood 9/11 films. Are moviegoers ready to deal with this subject yet? As if we haven't evolved beyond the eighth grade? So, tyranny, and conditioning translate into a submissive, compliant citizenry that doesn't question the edicts which come down from on high. Or, more simply, I'll ask the following question with a great deal of disappointment. What does the above equation say about humanity as a whole? The authentic rebel is slowly becoming a remnant of the past. And ever since Timothy McVeigh's sneering face was plastered on the cover of Newsweek magazine, TV screens across America, the militia, patriot, dissident, and anti-government opposition forces have been frowned upon to the point of contempt. This is all by design, folks. Replacing mankind's slowly dwindling rebelliousness is what I've termed the 1% factor, where only a fractional minority of the populace actually has the ability to peer through the veil. A perfect example is the 2004 presidential election, where Skull and Bones member George W. Bush ran against, yep, Skull and Bones member John Kerry. Which one do you pick? Do we have a choice? Of course, both candidates were bought, owned, and controlled by the ruling elite. Yet 99% of the American public voted for either one or the other. Either way, you're getting screwed. That means only 1% of us who actually voted were able to think outside the system which has been erected for us, the left-right paradigm. Also, considering how many eligible voters don't participate in the electoral process, the numbers of those who have eyes to see, ears to hear, and brains to think is horrifyingly small. To replace independent thought, a much more rigid framework has been created which envelopes us. The controllers use their corporate media like a carrot, while the unquestioning masses fill the role of a donkey. Thus, the jackass keeps following its carrot on a stick without deviation. And if the lumbering beast ever protests or objects, the system uses its law, like a gigantic board, to whack it across the head. Whether you know it or not, this description is straight out of George Orwell's 1984, where the author expertly defines evil. Quote, if you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. End quote. But instead of having Big Brother's face plastered all over the city as Orwell envisioned, the modern-day brainwash technology is much subtler. It's called television, or as I call it, Talmud vision, or to a lesser extent, the radio, internet. Yes, Big Brother is electronically plugged directly into America's life vein like a syringe into a junkie's arm. With American Idol and Survivor filling our entertainment fix, and CNN and Fox laying the disinformation conditioning, Big Brother as a metaphor becomes an all-consuming and all-pervasive reality. And to those who object and say we're moving away from the standardized mass media into alternative forms of information, remember, 99% of those who voted in 2004 selected either Bonesman Bush or Bonesman Kerry, both elitists from this very same flaw, the enemy, God's enemy. I don't even remotely consider that progress. If framed as such, it's clear that the techno mind melders have perfected their videodrome techniques over the past six decades, which are used to control our thoughts via words, images, subliminal messages, advertising, emotional manipulation, and outright deceit. In the case of 9/11, the mass media onslaught immediately focused on the Patsy, 19 Arab cave dwellers who, as terrorist hijackers, filled an updated role of the lone nut assassin. Even though in the weeks following 9/11, FBI Director Robert Mueller admitted that his agency had no way of proving the hijackers' true identities. Not only that, but I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but quite a few of them were alive and well and weren't anywhere near America on that day and came out and said as much. In other words, similar to Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan Sirhan, etc., these men worked completely alone with absolutely no involvement from the United States government, its intelligence agencies and military, or the Mossad. Meanwhile, as is par for the course, the actual culprits were never questioned, investigated, exposed, or convicted. In fact, for the most savage terrorist attack ever waged against this country, there weren't even any other suspects, simply the predetermined fall guys with no connection to anyone else. Cut and dry, no complications, no mess, and no peripheral issues. To make the picture even bleaker, if anyone ever does get too close to uncovering the truth, information is conveniently suppressed at the federal level via an old standby, national security. A perfect example is the Pentagon videotapes, which were immediately confiscated from a Citgo gas station, which I already mentioned. And now you can see said video tape, which shows a missile hitting the Pentagon, not an airplane. Sheraton Hotel and the Virginia Department of Transportation also had videos, not to mention those from a slew of the Pentagon's own surveillance cameras, of course. As a result, the Black Op Intelligence Agency's criminal actions are protected by law. In this light, entities such as the CIA, NSA, Mossad, and other contractors aren't even remotely controlled by what most Americans conceive as a democratically elected government. In essence, they're above them and not subject to the accepted laws of this nation. Additionally, to protect the network, all of these operations function on a need-to-know basis. It's compartmented, where each particular arm of the octopus is rarely made aware of the entire picture. To illustrate this point, look at FBI agents Colleen Rowley and others in her division who were uncovering vital information on the men who would eventually be known as the 19 Arab Terrorists. But every time this data was passed along to their superiors, it was ignored, suppressed, or rejected, or hidden and omitted. The reason? Because a legend was being created for the Fall Guys, similar to what was done with Lee Harvey Oswald and Timothy McVeigh in the years preceding the JFK assassination and the Oklahoma City bombing. So, whenever something was stumbled upon which ran contrary to the official scenario, it was scrubbed. And that also tells us that these are predetermined outcomes. They pre-planned these attacks, obviously. So that when things are presented prior to the actual thing happening, it would thwart their official line and story. They don't want it to be seen because they know how bad it will look in hindsight, after the fact. Then, after 9/11, when the whistleblowers presented their documentation, the government media connection matter-of-factly pushed the incompetence angle, i.e., oops, we simply dropped the ball due to our vast bureaucracy. But in reality, this aspect of negligence has already been factored into the equation. To keep their plan under wraps, the ruling elite needed to manipulate more than simply the mainstream media, for an equally crucial variable required a heavy dose of covert manipulation, the alternative media. Their reasoning for targeting this subsect was obvious. Although 99% of the populace would more or less accept the official illusion to varying degrees, there is still that 1% rule. Those who can see beyond the veil and will be very vocal about their discoveries, especially with developing new technologies, i.e. the internet. So, quite a number of shills were put in place before 9/11 even occurred so that they could establish credibility among those in the Patriot Group and alternative media. Also, in some instances, legends were created for these infiltrators to further bolster their effectiveness. If you haven't noticed, the exact same type of legend creating is used for the government's Fall Guys, as is for their COINTEL spies. Convenient, don't you think? So even though I'm not going to elaborate at great lengths on this subject, I will give a brief overview of how the 9/11 movement was deliberately distracted time and time again to avoid certain subjects, such as Israel's direct involvement in the attacks. What follows is a sampling of how well-intentioned 9/11 researchers have been duped by the same cabal that operates the mainstream news networks and publications. For more information, see No More Illusions by Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. Number one, create a very extensive legend for ex-law enforcement officials or other government employees. Thrust them into the 9/11 truth movement. Then immediately begin pushing people away from the World Trade Center controlled demolition and any Israel participation in the attacks. Also, tell researchers to avoid physical evidence and instead focus on far-flung rabbit hole theories. This way, they will occupy their time on wild goose chases instead of zeroing in on one true crux issue. Number two, present far-flung explanations such as galvanic corrosion as to why the Twin Towers fell, which have no basis whatsoever in reality, i.e. they defy the laws of science. Number three, invade 9/11 conferences and steer the discussion away from the original intent. Example, speak about peak oil. Number four, distract the masses with peripheral issues, such as pods. Number five, unleash a gambit of hoaxers who say that no planes actually hit the towers and that it was instead done by holograms or blue screen technology. Well, I don't know about holograms, but what we saw on television definitely was not what hit those buildings. because I know the plane knows the nose cone of an airplane, commercial jet or otherwise, cannot go through an entire steel-structured building and come out the other side unscathed. Number six, form a highly touted 9/11 group. Then inform your followers that they're not ready for the truth. Number seven, promote LIHOP, L-I-H-O-P, which is an acronym for Let It Happen on Purpose. This philosophy asserts that factions inside and outside the government actually didn't plan and execute the 9/11 attacks, but rather it simply occurred due to negligence and incompetence. And number eight, say that Arabs were actually the real hijackers, reinforcing the government's official story. In addition, there has been established within the controlled alternative media 9/11 truth movement, a framework which parallels precisely that of the mainstream media. Stated differently, those who lord over the Jewish-dominated corporate press established the same rigid type of operation when they created their phony 9/11 truth network. The logic behind such a maneuver is obvious: to prevent unwanted information from leaking out to the public, and to instead keep it contained. They handpicked a group of operatives before 9/11 even occurred to eventually bamboozle truth seekers after the attacks took place. Anyone who doesn't believe this statement merely has to examine how the ruling elite kept anti-war and radical groups under wraps in the late 60s and 1970s. The program was called COINTELPRO, and it effectively neutralized the opposition by poisoning their message and diverting their actions. And this is exactly what they did. I know some of you probably still to this day watch Alex Jones, but that's who I think of when this is being told. The same exact process was used to nullify the 9/11 truth movement, at least in the crucial early days, with certain figures and networks established prior to the attacks, along with well-crafted legends that were bandied about so that they could be up and running by September 11, 2000. The result? A large percentage of the alternative media and 9/11 truth movement, many of them Jewish, aren't differentiated in the least form from their counterparts in the Zionist-run corporate media. This point is vital to understand because information control is essential in the cover-up process of any crime. How, you may wonder, have infiltrators and their associates in the 9/11 mafia cabal been successful in diminishing the movement's effectiveness? For starters, their primary purpose, just like the mainstream media, is to divert attention away from those who don't belong in their club. In other words, they'll do anything humanly possible to ignore those who aren't a part of their containment operation. This phenomenon is called suppression, and how it works is as such. Instead of recognizing breaking news by authentic researchers, they'll ignore it for as long as possible until they've had a better opportunity to co-opt it and water down the information. Part of their mission is to prevent dangerous ideas that originate from independent sources from spreading throughout society, or even the patriot movement for that matter. Thus, their big brother presence in conspiracy circles is a form of external censorship by the ruling elite. By keeping renegade researchers deliberately contained, they can, in essence, thwart their findings. In this sense, their biggest fear is hard-driving truth-tellers, like the American Free Press and Wing TV, who aren't under their thumbs and who don't depend on them for survival. Obviously, one of the primary ways for the cabal to control their underlings is via money. They pay them off to serve as operatives. It's the oldest trick in the book. Likewise, to prevent those outside the club from making any money and deriving stature, thus preventing greater exposure and limiting their ability to shape public perception, they simply blacklist them because they realize that the more independence and the more money these rebels make, the more they're able to finance their own efforts, effectively giving them more freedom outside of their control. It's also not too difficult to understand that to them, or the controllers, freedom from their all-encompassing tentacles is the greatest threat of all, for it allows legitimate truth-tellers to operate outside their box. Stated most simply, the Order's biggest fear is the proliferation of independent opinion shapers who function and even thrive outside their iron fist. To compensate, they refuse to allow their manipulated websites, networks, and radio shows to give them any coverage, just like their compromised puppets in the mainstream media do. Thus, any platform which they consider to be in opposition to their own has to be effectively eliminated. And if that technique doesn't work, then they concoct a campaign where the renegade researchers are denounced as agents or operatives, oftentimes by either useful idiots or informed by paid slanderers. As such, only those who bow to the cartel's agenda and obey the edicts of their game plan are allowed to advance to the forefront of the alternative media. Again, this rigid structure is a mirror image of the one used by the corrupt, infected mainstream media. Their twisted philosophy is also patently obvious. The co-opted broadcasters and website owners will purport that the government and corporate media are the enemy, while at the same time operating under the same premise that they do by preventing any exposure of authentic information to honest truth seekers. It's the same play, both sides against the middle tactic, that was used in the 2004 presidential election, where Skull and Bonesman George Bush ran against Skull and Bonesman John Kerry. They feigned enmity toward each other, but in reality, they were members of the same team. Similarly, George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton, who jointly ran a MENA, Arkansas drug trafficking ring, have been working toward the same goals for decades now and continue to do so. We have our first caller before the break, David in San Francisco, on the line. How are you, David?
Hey, not too bad. You know, I heard you talking about, finance and whatnot and the grand conspiracy. I'm wondering, you're probably aware of JFK was, he had done three different things that had basically set him up to get assassinated, and one of them was that he started creating treasury notes instead of doing Federal Reserve notes, and that the Federal Reserve was going to be squeezed out instead of, I think he started with ones, twos, fives, and he may have also done $10 bills. And since most of the American population were using the smaller denominations, by squeezing out the Federal Reserve, we weren't going to have to be paying interest on Treasury notes. So it crossed my mind that with the current situation in the Ukraine with Russia, where Russia creates a, I hear the music.
I'll hold you over, David. Yes, sir. Don't go anywhere, folks. Keep listening to RBN. We'll be right back after the break.
Prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.